Welcome back to Inside the Huddle, brought to you by Susan Casper State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. Again, this program will be archived at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Plus, don't forget the show will be replayed in its entirety tomorrow night right here on WILO at 8 o'clock. We've got Jamie Blacker this morning, and also on the phone, we are talking baseball today. We've got Coach Brad Scott with Rossville. Good morning.
Good morning, Coach
Scott.
Good
morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, great to hear from you this morning. We got Brad Scott, Rossville Baseball on. Hey, Kevin, real quick, I just thought of something. Yeah. You know, this we're in baseball season here,
right?
And you're playing that music. I think we need to get with each one of these coaches and get their own walk-up song.
Yeah,
I think all these guys do it at their programs. So.
Yeah, okay.
Do you have your favorite song, Coach Scott? I'm putting you on the spot. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about Rossville baseball this morning. I talked with you a little bit on the phone yesterday. Have you guys been able to play a game yet out at Rossville?
No, we actually were scheduled to play Jeff in a scrimmage this past Saturday. And Clayton Richards there, the head coach at Lafayette Jeff now, he sent me a picture about 8 o'clock Saturday morning, just snow-covered field there at Loeb Stadium in Lafayette.
I saw that. They were even worked throughout the day trying to shovel all that off so they could even get a practice in. So have you had a chance to be at that facility yet?
Yeah, we're fortunate enough to scrimmage Jeff every year. We call it the Saturday after spring break, at the very end of spring break, usually that second to last Saturday in March. And so last year we went to Loeb and actually got to do a full walkthrough of the facility, and kids got to experience, you know, playing on it. Really, really cool experience.
Yeah, it's a really neat stadium, and I think it's great for all the local kids to get a chance to play at that facility because it's really nice. And I encourage everyone this summer to go out there and catch a Aviators baseball game because you would really enjoy that in an evening's time. Coach, I asked Coach Matt Scott from Clinton Prairie earlier, you know, 2 years ago you didn't get to play. Last year, can you talk a little bit about how Rossville ended up and then where you're heading this year?
Yeah, I mean, I think every program probably said the same thing about the 2020 season. You know, you feel terrible for that senior class and wish, obviously, that they could have, you know, had their senior year. And then you go into 21, and for us, it was difficult. Just because the ups and downs of throughout school of, you know, going through e-learning periods at times. And I think our senior class just got to the point where they were kind of ready for that next chapter. And so baseball, obviously being at the very end of the school year here, it was hard to get them going, but we did get going, and we had a quality season. I think we finished 19-10. Ultimately, you know, we ran up against JT Holton and Clinton Central in the sectional championship, and JT, I mean, he pitched lights out in that sectional championship, and you know, so our season ended there. We played quite a few young guys that had never had any varsity experience last year. You know, you think about that, your juniors last year, I mean, they were freshmen the last time they played high school baseball prior to that.
Yeah, that's a big jump.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I think we had quality experience, though, and we have quite a few returners this year, and so we're excited for this year.
One thing about Rossville baseball, I think you guys have an excellent youth program over there, playing in the state, town, and country every year at all ages, 8, 10, and 12U, and I think a lot of those kids get some valuable experience besides the ones that move on and play travel above that.
Yeah, absolutely, I'm a huge, huge fan of what town and country does for our state. I think it's a very, very neat experience for not just Rossville youth, but a lot of small communities that participate in it. You know, it's travel baseball. It's great, but that experience of getting to play in a state tournament, similar to, you know, how IHSAA does it in all sports.
Right.
It's a really neat experience. But yeah, are you? Go ahead.
I've always said, you know, especially 8 and 10 year olds, and even 12. A lot of them kids just want to play with their buddies. You know what I mean? And if they're all from the same local community and go through and, you know, make a run like that, it's just special.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And their memories, you know, you cherish forever.
Hey, Coach, can you talk a little bit this year? Go right down your roster, or, you know, some of your seniors, and then maybe who's going to pitch for you, and just move right on through that?
Yeah, so I have 5 seniors this year. We have Jace Jacoby, Eric Homko, Dylan Loventhal, Devin Miller, and Ozzie Meeks, all of which return with varsity experience. And then we have, you know, a handful of sophomores and juniors. And, I mean, we have a really small freshman class this year. Actually, we got, I heard Coach Scott at Prairie there say that, you know, he has two kids in a sophomore class. I think it's just, you know, one of those cyclical things.
Yep.
At a small school like this, we have one. We have one freshman.
Wow.
But then, you know, we have I think probably about 12 eighth graders. So that comes in waves, like he said. And but on the mound, you know, we'll be headed up by a couple of sophomores that got you know, really quality innings last year as freshmen, with Lance Hanna and Matthew Ford, and we actually had a transfer move in from Lafayette Jeff. His name's Kyle and Spencer, also a sophomore, and then you Ozzie Meeks and Devin Miller and Eric Homko, seniors that you know pitched some innings for us last year, that will complement well.
Can you talk a little bit about your upcoming opponents and how you feel you're going to start this year, and, you know, some of the goals you set for the team?
Absolutely. Well, when you look at the schedule, we open up with Frankfort next Friday, and then Saturday, a doubleheader with Peru. So, you know, right out of the gate, our kids will be challenged with two very quality 3A opponents. And throughout the schedule, we play a handful of 3A opponents. My goal is to play the Northwestern Western sectional. That whole sectional is how I kind of start to build my, I guess, non-conference schedule. And then it also has, you know, Central Catholic, Northmont, Frankfort. So that's how we kind of build the non-conference. And obviously with the Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday doubleheader format of playing conference, we feel pretty good about being prepared by the end of the year with our schedule. As far as goals go, the main goal is just right now, day to day, you know, just to try to be better than what you were yesterday.
Right.
Individually, and let's try to be better as a team than what we were yesterday. And really, everything we do, you know, getting these kids to understand that anything we do, it's about, there's a purpose behind it. There's a reason for it, and not to just go out and get reps to get reps, to have purpose with everything we're doing.
So I take it you guys are still in that 1A sectional with Clinton Central and some others. I know in class sports for basketball, softball, you know, everything's a little bit different. It's all enrollment, but Rossville's right there at that line. I think you guys are still in 1A, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. Hey, it was great to talk to you this morning, Coach. Good luck to you. If we can do anything for you here at Wylo, give us a call. I talked to you a little bit about one of your assistant coaches yesterday, John Jacoby.
Yeah, absolutely.
John and I go a long ways back, all the way to basketball at the Boys and Girls Club when I was like 8. And he was 8. And his sister was like 5, and she was better than all of us.
Yes. Yes, she was. I'll tell you what, if I could give a shout-out to Coach Jacoby.
Sure.
I think he coached 8th grade basketball here for almost 20 years. I don't know the exact number. And just what he does, has done for the last 20-25 years for our youth and you know, the kids here in this community. I mean, he's a special guy, and we're really lucky to have him.
I'd agree with that. He's done a lot for youth baseball and even all the sports at Rossville over the years, so, and served in a lot of capacities. Absolutely. So great to have guys like that in your community.
Absolutely.
Hey, Coach, we'll try to get you on again yet this spring and follow how the Hornets are doing. But thanks for being on this morning.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you.